Book review 200-year miscarriage of justice exposing ruling class John Dale, Mansfield Socialist Party. Exactly 200 years ago, a 17-year-old Nottinghamshire girl was murdered walking home to Papplewick Village from nearby Mansfield. She had been looking for work. 3 weeks later, a former soldier was hanged for her murder. Within 2 years, a memorial stone was erected, inscribed, to the memory of Elizabeth Shepherd of Papplewick, who was murdered when passing this spot by Charles Rotherham July 7, 1817. The Murder of Bessie Shepherd, by David Marshall, describes his 40-year investigation into this crime, completed in 2014. Why was Bessie killed, and why was the name of her killer commemorated alongside hers? Marshall unearthed contemporary newspaper reports of the murder, trial and hanging. The more he researched, the stronger there seemed to have been a miscarriage of justice. Today, Papplewick is a pretty village, but when Bessie lived there with her mother and younger brother, it was dominated by Robinson's cloth mills, which exploited child labor. Marshall comments, "Robinson was a very rich man. He was also, I concluded fairly quickly, a bastard. New machinery threw handloom weavers into destitution, as well as soldiers returning from the Napoleonic Wars who roamed the countryside." Less than 24 hours after Bessie was brutally bludgeoned, Charles Rotherham, a travelling scissor grinder, was arrested on the outskirts of Loughborough, about 20 miles away. As Marshall explains, police forces at this time were in their infancy, set up in response to growing civil unrest. How and why did the police make such a remarkably quick arrest? Marshall shows contradictions in witness reports, throwing doubt on Rotherham's conviction, and questions why he apparently confessed to the crime immediately after arrest. Marshall makes a good case for Rotherham's defense. But if it wasn't him, who else might have killed her? Newspaper reports of the time say Bess's mother thanked the nobility and gentry of the town of Mansfield and its vicinity for the many favors and kind assistance she has received since the murder of her daughter. He speculates that Bessie had been working as a prostitute to support her family, and that Rotherham's rapid arrest, conviction, and execution conveniently prevented further investigation of the nobility and gentry who raised the finance for the memorial stone and had Rotherham's name inscribed on it. The local gentry might also have been keen to see a poor stranger found guilty of the crime, as 4 weeks earlier, barely 10 miles away, 200 to 300 armed workers marched from Pentridge towards Nottingham, thinking they were taking part in a national uprising against the government. The leaders were awaiting trial in RB jail, later to be hanged or transported to Australia. Justice, far from being a traditional right enjoyed by all, served the rich and well-connected. Working class people have had to fight for justice, and continue to do so, as the Hillsborough and Orgreave campaigns show.